I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
You had a lot of Republican speakers at the convention. Will you appoint a Republican to your cabinet?
Yes, I would.
Anyone
yes,
in mind?
I would. No one in particular in mind. I got 68 days to go with this election, so I'm not putting the cart before the horse.
Wiggins! Oh! Wiggins!
So, Dana Bash, I don't know about you, Ryan Wiggins. I'm watching this thing. I called it journalistic malpractice earlier, but she absolutely was giddy to be in the room with these two people. She didn't ask them any hard questions. She didn't follow up like, no, wait a minute, Mrs. Vice President. I don't understand exactly what that meant. Could you tell me again, has your policy changed? Do you still want to ban internal combustion engines in 10 years? So, nail her down on some of these things. Dana Bash was perfectly happy to let her just move along.
Yeah, her answer to everything. It was amazing because most of these candidates, they do go into some debate prep, you know, before walking into that room. Depending on the candidate, some of them will do a day or two, some of them will do a week or 10 days.
Or in Kamala's case, what, 46 days?
46 days.
Right. Okay.
Usually you don't need to prep hard for an interview, let alone a friendly interview. But you could see it in everything she was saying. It was rehearsed answers. To anything difficult where she's flip-flopped, the answer was, yeah, but my values haven't changed, which doesn't mean anything. You're talking about specific policies on fracking.
Right.
You know, well, what do you think? You said in 2019 you would ban fracking, yes. Like, here's the
Absolutely.
Quote.
Absolutely.
And then she go, well, but in 2020, I didn't. And I've been consistent. Well, that's the definition of inconsistency, right. First of all. And then second,
Webster's Dictionary describes flip-flopping as.
Yeah. And so Dana Bash, you know, she would ask a question, but she'd just kind of float that and then let her say whatever. And it was very rehearsed.
They asked J.D. Vance that question to react to her at claiming she would put a Republican in her cabinet. Who would it be? Let me guess. Liz Cheney? Adam Kinzinger, I mean, for God's sake, those people aren't Republicans. Listen to what J.D. Vance said.
Actually got a lot of great Democratic support. We just got RFK, of course, Tulsi Gabbard, who endorsed the president in just the last couple of days. If you look at the Trump movement in 2024, it's actually the common sense big tent movement in American politics. We don't agree on everything, of course. Not everybody who votes for Donald Trump is going to agree with every policy issue, but we agree on the basics. We agree that American energy prices should be lower. We agree that we should be making more of our own stuff in the United States of America. We agree that we should close down the border and stop the flow of illegal drugs and trafficking into our country. It's just the basic common sense stuff. And
Yeah, well, J.D. Vance is a great example of what an actual interview looks like.
Yeah, you think?
Because J.D. Vance, and it's great because you have J.D. Vance, you have Kamala Harris with her running mate doing an interview with the same person. So you can compare and contrast, and they're very recent. And J.D. Vance's interview was very, very different. It was combative. She's not a combative-seeming person, but you can tell the questions are much more pointed. She's trying to get those sound bites that are going to hurt him, where she's really not trying to do that. And it's all taped
and edited.
You know, we don't know.
Well, we have to assume, right? And some listeners have even pointed out. In fact, someone left us an audio message on the app talking about how many times Kamala Harris looked down and looked away. How many times did she really look up at Dana Bash and give her direct eye contact?
You have that soundbite,
Carl? She mainly looked down and to the right, hardly ever looking at the person asking the question. When you look down and to the right, that's usually a sign of deception or being untruthful.
Wow.
I didn't know that. I do know that whenever Kamala sits down for an interview, she always sits down for an interview, first of all, and it's always a panel style. So if you look at most, not even just recently, but throughout most of her career, if she agrees to an interview, outside of maybe Lester Holt and a handful of them, where she's done very poorly, which is why she doesn't do those, she sits down for a panel. where it's not just her talking. Mm-hmm. There's mother, and it's very informal. Well, that's what they tried to make last night.
It's funny you say that because, and I don't know if you guys would agree with me on this, but if I'm talking with you, if there's a table in front of me, I feel more secure. It's like a security blanket. In a lot of these a lot of these interviews with Donald Trump, you have a chair, and then like 5 feet away, you have the other chair, the person interviewing him. And to me, there's a bit of vulnerability with that. And you did not see that with Harris last night. And isn't she the one who wanted to have both of them seated debate with Trump?
With notes.
Yes.
And a table.
And a table.
Same thing.
It's like a security blanket. So she had two. She had the table and Tim Walz.
Yeah.
Maybe her little stuffy was sitting, her lovey was sitting next to her too on her lap.
Do you have a coffee cup on the table over there, Kim?
I do.
Well, I noticed you looked down and to your right when you answered that question, so I'm just asking.
No, it's down to the left.
I didn't say I didn't say there was coffee in here. I just said I have a coffee cup.
I'm just kidding. You mentioned, Ryan, something out of the state of Vermont. What's going on?
Yeah, just real quick. I just wanted to ask you, because there's new hate speech regulations coming out for America.
Oh, really?
And this one's out of Vermont, and I just want to make sure that we're all abiding by them because we don't want to hate people especially kids, based on their gender. You know, we want to make sure that kids do not know gender.
Oh, at all.
So I'm going to ask you just a basic question. Tell me just a little bit about your grandkids. I want to make sure that you're abiding by the rules.
Oh, my grandkids are great.
Okay.
He is 3.
Okay.
She is about to turn 1 on Monday, about to have her first birthday.
Okay.
So let me guess, I'm going to jail.
Well, yeah, you are, but you're using the old rules. Like, that's already deemed hate speech.
Oh, okay.
You said he and she, and I think you were doing it deliberately to maybe ruffle some feathers, and I don't like that.
Have you even asked what your grandkids want their pronouns to be? Like, what if they want to be a Z-Zem?
Yeah.
Mark, how dare you?
But this was already in the books. That's all old news.
Yeah, you said that's old news.
So the new regulations are that the Vermont Department of Health is advising educators. So like the Department of Health telling the entire state schools, this is your new guidelines. Now, they're not laws, but it's just like anything. They're going to float it.
No, they'll make it.
And then eventually, we're going to push harder on this. You cannot now use not just pronouns. You cannot use the term son and daughter. Those are hate speech now.
Wow.
So you say child?
And therefore grandson or granddaughter. Either
grandson,
one.
Yeah, granddaughter. Yeah, yeah. Now, I was watching very closely. You didn't say that. So I'm happy with that.
Thank you.
But I feel like I don't know. You seem to like to just sort of get under people's skin a little bit. And I think you used he and she very deliberately.
I would never do that.
So the question typically asked is, how many kids do you have? I say, I have one kid. Then the next question is typically a boy or a girl.
Or
so
how
then,
old?
So
or,
then
yeah.
would I say, it's a child.
It's a binary
it's
decision.
It's a child.
Well, you need to correct people when
a
they
son
say,
or
boy
a daughter.
Or girl. No. Child.
How dare you?
Yeah.
How dare you presume my child's gender? The idea
that you would suggest that. That's how Biden would respond.
Just walk away.
Number one, here's why I'm upset about. Number two. Remember that from the debate?
Your glove and slap them with it.
It's like Kamala. It's like Kamala on Christmas. Remember this one? Here we go.
And when we all sing happy tunes and sing Merry Christmas and wish each other Merry Christmas, these children are not going to have a Merry Christmas. How dare we speak Merry Christmas? How dare we?
What? I don't think I've ever heard that before.
How dare we? She sounded like Greta Thunberg. How dare you?
How dare,
so,
how
but dare you? Is it offensive to
childhood?
Say happy holidays? Because remember they say you can't even say Merry Christmas because that's offensive to people who don't celebrate. You have to say happy holidays, which is bogus. But really, Kamala's saying it's not going to be happy. So do you say holidays?
She was mad. Like,
well, but what do
you
say?
That was back when they were accusing Trump of separating children from their parents at the border. Remember that?
Oh, okay.
They were holding children in cages, and she went down there. She actually went to the border, I think, before she became the border czar, and she was angry. How dare you say Merry Christmas? These kids won't have a Merry Christmas. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, actually, most of them probably lived in a slum somewhere in a third world country. Now they're in a clean place with clean bedding and getting 3 hots in a cot while they wait for mom and dad to be processed at the building next door. They're probably loving it. To be honest with you, I'm sure they don't mind at all.
Well,
but that's just my opinion.
Trump's border problems were awful, and she fixed them. So
yeah, there you go. Yeah.
I mean, that's a valid criticism. Also, Kim, just so you know, I mean, we want to watch our speech here. Happy holidays. I think personally, now we haven't discussed this as a society yet, but I think personally that's offensive to atheists because holiday comes from holy day.
Oh.
And that would imply that there is some sort of deity.
So you can't say holiday, you can't say happy, so just say days.
Happy day.
You can't even say happy because it won't be happy for everyone. Just day.
That's true. That's exclusive.
Have a day.
Day.
Just help you have yourself a day.
Companies are going to have that on their signs instead of
day.
Happy
with a tree.
Hallmark is about to go out of business, I'm afraid.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, at least we're abiding by the rules, you know? Nobody's
going to
be offended.
Thing.
And we're all going to wear gray. We're going to walk around not smiling at each other.
Ryan Wiggins, host of Wiggins America.
Get more at 971talk.com.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.